Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday Action Workshop, our Silver Express and Action Workshop call. And we are really excited to have all of you guys on the phone this morning. Things are getting more and more exciting here in Niken. And today is the last day of February. February was like super short this month. So be sure that, people on your team aren't caught surprised that, that it's such a short month and they haven't gotten their orders in yet. I want to announce Dave's call this morning. He has a special guest speaker. You know, his call is it's right after this one at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And today his guest is going to be Terry Gonga, G-O-G-N-A. And he talks about how can I get myself to do what I need to do. And so that sounds like it's going to be a really fun call. So pop on that one if you can.
And he wrote a book, I think, by the way.
Yeah, he's got a book and he's got a website. So yeah, Dave sent out an email, so you probably saw that already. But if you didn't, let us know. We can get you the information on that. And let's just talk for just a second, about the quality enrollment, because there still has been some confusion. We just had a person contact us yesterday, and so quality enrollment, it has two parts to it. One is that you need to have your 500 total PV, but in that 500 total PV, 100 of it needs to be your personal auditorship. So your auditorship can be the whole thing. I mean, some people we have on our team, their whole auditorship is over that, but you need to have a personal auditorship of at least 100 PV, and then the rest of your 500 total can include customers. It can include, your other orders other than auditorship. So just want to make sure you guys understand that, and you guys in turn make sure that everybody on your team understands, because like I said, just yesterday we had somebody that was not clear about that, and we don't want anybody to miss out, because anybody that wants to be on track to be Team Kaizen for this year, that was already a consultant, at the end of 2014, you have the 9 months from January 1st to September 30th. Those are nine of those. And so there's only one grace month, only 1 month that you can miss not being a QE. And so if you or people on your team were not a QE in January, then February is the last month to do it. So just, we don't want anybody saying, oh, no, I didn't understand. So just make sure that, everybody on your team understands this.
You have to hit sound, right?
I did. I don't know if you have to or not, but.
Next thing I want to talk about is yesterday, Pat and Mac were on Dave's The Daily Rev Call, and I know a lot of you are getting on that, and it's at 8 a.m. Pacific time every morning, Monday through Friday. And if you can't be on it, how did they do the SoundCloud thing, Jeff?
SoundCloud.com, and then /magnetic-leaders. SoundCloud.com/magnetic-leaders.
And the calls are in there. And like the day before or just a couple of days ago, Dr. Purdy spoke, and that was an exceptional call, and I think that's a good one to download. Make sure you have it available. It would be a great one to use because he has been a doctor. He's retired now, but he's a podiatrist, and he just shares lots and lots of things that happened with people that were just amazing in his practice using the different magnetic products, the insoles and the various different products and the nutritional products and the benefits he and his wife have gotten also. So I think that would just be a powerful one to have in your library for sharing with people. And yesterday was Pat and Mac, and did anybody on the call hear Pat and Mac yesterday? They talked about, QEs and Team Kaizen and running for Team Kaizen and kind of four categories of people.
So please raise your hand, five star, and we'll unmute you.
So what they've realized, and we're realizing too, and probably you guys, that people are kind of in different categories is what Pat and Matt call them. And basically four categories. Category one is people that the 500 PV, they've got that covered. Either they already have that much PV for themselves, or they've got customers already, you know, on track, like Ruth Lowe and a bunch of people have lots of customers. So the PV part's easy, and they're running for the, you know, sponsoring the front level QEs. So that's category one. Category two is people that they've got the 500 covered also, and maybe they already have a QE. Maybe they already in their personal group had a first level person that's stepping up to be a QE, and they're working with them in depth. So they don't really want to run right this minute and be looking for other QEs. They want to focus on stabilizing and building the QEs that they already have. And category three are people that are excited about the Team Kaizen, but the 500 might be a little bit hard because they need to develop the customers, or that there's a life event going on in their life. Maybe they're having to move, or there's an illness in the family, a parent's ill, a child's ill. Anyway, their focus needs to be really someplace else. And so maintaining that 500, you know, leading by example, being a QE, having the 100 personal autoship and the total of the 500 PV every month is their focus to maintain that. And, you know, all of us might find ourselves in that category from time to time. We might be in category one right now or category two, but, you know, life has these unexpected events. And so, you know, if you're in category one or two right now, just be sure to really go for it, because at some point there might be something that comes up that will take your focus away, and you'll need to be in category three, just maintaining your QE status. And then they talked about category four, the new people that we're bringing into our business, and they see it. I mean, they get it. They see the 100 autoship, 500 PV building blocks to build a solid, predictable income, and they're excited about it, and they want to do it, but they just don't have that 500 personal to invest in their month. I mean, in their business for several months until they develop customers. And so our focus for people in category four is to just help them get into action and get those customers as soon as possible. Do lots of home parties, do, coffee shops, just get into massive action of helping them to see people so that they both get customers and of course, start to find their business builders. So whichever category, you know, you're in, and be aware that the people that you have on your team are going to be in those various categories. And each category, I mean, we want to honor everybody in every category. We don't want people being stressed out because they're not in category one. You know, honor where you're at and solidify that and realize that at different times in, you know, we have a whole bunch more months here to go until we get to the end of September, and that we'll probably be in these various categories from time to time.
Not exactly a whole bunch, seven.
We have seven, but, you know, that's still plenty. So I wanted to do that. I thought that was a great call and a lot of really great insights, and if anybody wants to comment on that.
Here, I'll...
Conference muted.
So anybody like to share
a comment?
Dave's Daily Rev Call. Okay.
I do. This is Ruth.
Okay, Ruth, I'm going to mute and then I'll come right back to you.
Conference muted.
Where'd you go? There you are. Oops. Okay, you're open.
Okay, so I wanted to share, when I was speaking with, I think, Karen, you guys mentioned that you guys were listening to, I think, Barb Satterwhite's downline, the Thorntons, that
yes.
They were saying what they do is when people are ordering, like a knee wrap, an insole, whatever, they actually start, if those are things that could be on autoship, they actually stop the autoship right away. And I thought that was a brilliant idea, because that was one of the things, I'm good at autoship, but it's not something when people first sign up, because they feel, sometimes they may feel a little pressure that it's commitment or whatever. So I usually let them, I encourage them to get the essential pack, and then they could try everything, and that's when I have them start an auto ship. But I found it to be interesting that Thorns did that type of thing. You know, just say, okay, you want a knee wrap and insoles? Let's start an auto ship because it's just a good thing to have. So I'm shifting that. Unfortunately, the new person we just signed up this month ordered her stuff herself, so didn't know anything about auto ship. So I got to work on that, but I don't know if he'll get it done by today. But it's okay. It is what it is. So, yeah, I think that's really important. That auto ship is key of 100 points. So
yeah, thank you for bringing that up because that is key and that was a huge shift. I remember when I heard Barb Satterwhite talk about that and then the Thorntons talk about that, that it's the very first thing when they're sitting down with people to do their first order. Anything that's on auto ship is an auto shippable product. They put it on auto ship. And, you know, almost everything, all the small products, the power bands, the insoles, the knee wraps, I mean, almost all the small products are on AutoShip. So don't just think of AutoShip as being the nutritional through the skincare and let people know that it's so easy to change your AutoShip. Anybody can change their AutoShip online. You just go right online and you change your AutoShip. And you just need to do it a couple days before it's going to ship. But you know, it's so easy to change, so nobody has to feel that they're locked into anything. And even if a family emergency or something comes up and they have to stop AutoShip, they can stop AutoShip. But, you know, just go ahead and start it because there they are. They're on AutoShip. So thank you, Ruth, for bringing that up.
Because it is so critical to have that QE, you know, in these building blocks or Legos.
Yeah, I like that. That's what Pat called them. I call them building blocks, but she calls them Legos. But, you know, you can just see locking those little Legos into place, each of the little 500 PV blocks that have their 100 auto ship in that 500 PV, and here's a Lego. I mean, you start with the first one. We lead by example, and then we find people that, you know, want to be our business partners. They want to have a residual income also, and then we help those people to find people and just keep looking at that Teach 3 to Reach 3 blueprint, and we're just filling in those building blocks. So I think that's pretty cool. And that led so perfectly into what I wanted to talk about today. It's magic in the numbers, you know, the numbers that we report every day. And I see Candace has a question. She has her hand up or a comment. Candace.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Okay, you're unmuted. Whoops. Now you're unmuted.
In listening to Pat and Mac yesterday, she said something that I need to have clarification on. Does your whole team, let's say that you have three people underneath you, does your whole team count as one so that to be team Kaizen qualified, your whole team has to make the 500 each month? And if somebody doesn't make that and goes into level four or, you know, area four because they can't come up with it, then is that when the other team members help that one get their 500 qualified? I was confused on that.
Okay, well, yeah, Candace, let's go over that. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, so to qualify for Team Kaizen in this year, in September 2015, the requirements are that you be quality enrolled yourself. We just talked about that, 8 out of the 9 months, and then that you find 3 QEs, first level, front level to you, and that either 2 of those QEs become silvers by the end of September, or you find 2 other people that become silvers by the end of September. That's the requirement for Team Kaizen.
Okay, one more little clarification. The QEs could happen in September. I mean, you could have one now, and, you know, it takes you clear to the end of September to get your last 2, but they all have, no matter where they start, so from now till the end of September, they have to stay qualified through that period.
So, like, if you, right. So, 3 QEs. So, maybe you get, you know, you sponsor somebody in March that comes on as a QE, but then maybe in May they quit being a QE, but then you still have the opportunity, you know, to find another one, clear up till, like Jack said, clear up till September. As long as by the end of September you have the three QEs and two front-level silvers. And the front-level silvers, QEs, I mean, you could have like one QE and two front-level silvers if the two front-level silvers had started and continued as a QE the whole time that they were in, you know, NECAN.
Hmm.
So hopefully that clarifies.
By the end of September, 1st of October, then you have to have three people that have for 10 months continued the 500, and they have three silvers, frontline silvers.
No. At the end of, maybe we better go over this off the call, but at the end of September, you have three QEs, and you could have, one of your QEs could have come on just in September. They don't, when they first come on board, the month that you sponsor them in 2015, the month that they come on as a NECAN consultant, they need to QE in that month and each of the months till the end of the contest period. And if they quit, you can find another one as long as you do it before the end of the contest period.
And because we had people come on at different times, the QE is 500 points total. At least 100 has to be your autoship.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That QE's autoship.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So maybe, yeah, we could draw it out, you know, maybe, to me, I'm a real visual person, and if we just draw out like a little circle, we can go over that with you. But if anybody does still have more questions, be sure to get a hold of us so that we can clarify it. But I wanted to talk a little bit this morning about how important it is for us to focus on our process rather than to – the way to get stressed out is to focus on results, to say, you know, I'm not sponsoring enough consultants or I'm not sponsoring any QEs. And whenever we look at our results, especially our short-term results, that's the way to really stress ourselves out. And we've had several people come in on board that want to run for Team Kaizen, but they super don't want to have any more stress in their life. And what we want to do is we want to focus on the process. The process is, I mean, and this is the reason that we do our numbers, the reason that you guys report your numbers, the number of contacts, the number of follow-ups, the number of presentations, is because we want to focus on that consistent process of contacting people, finding their needs and wants, getting information to them, a link, a CD, a DVD, like Roger Drummer's Choose Vital Care, a book like the 4-year career book. So we want to be consistent. We want to reward ourselves for being consistent in the process, the daily habits of going out, meeting people, making friends, adding people to our name list, getting into conversation, finding those needs and wants, helping people to get into the information process, following up, inviting them to meet with you, doing a presentation to show them the NECAN plan, who we are, what we do, and to see if it can be the solution to get them what they want. Because if we're consistent in that and we reward ourselves in that, I mean, we reward ourselves for being consistent. And it also, the other thing it allows us to do is it allows us to see where we can improve. Like if we're not contacting 10 people a week, and again, okay, so the number of people you contact per week, you set your own goal. You know, what rank you want to be by when, what income goal you want by when, and then you kind of, from that, we can help you figure out how many contacts you need to be making a week. But pretty much, pretty consistently, unless you want to go a lot faster or a lot slower, 10 per week is a good number. And so you can look at your tracking sheet and if you know, your numbers that you're sending to us. And if you are not contacting 10 people a week, you can say, well, you know, how come I'm not doing that? What can I do to make sure that happens? Maybe you don't have your name list finished, or maybe you don't have it with you. Maybe maybe you need to be clearer on what you're going to say to people to invite them to take a look. But it allows you to look at that and say, oh, you know, I need to put in place to make sure that I'm contacting the 10 people a week. Then if you are consistently contacting 10 people a week and you're following up with people, but you're not getting any presentations, again, a good number to shoot for is 3 presentations a week. If you're not getting any presentations or very few presentations, you can say, you know, well, what am I saying to people? You know, am I finding out what they want and then inviting them to take a look, to sit down with me and take a look to see if this can be a solution to what they want? You know, people, it's what's in it for me. I mean, what's the benefits? Why? Why are they going to meet with you? It's going to be because they want to see if there's a way, you know, if there's something there for them that can help their life to be better. And so it just helps us to look at where we can improve. And if we're doing 3 presentations consistently, week in and week out, but very few people are coming on board as customers or as consultants, then of course we can look at that and we can say, okay, again, what am I saying to these people? What could I say different? Maybe I need to change my expectation, my mindset, my internal self-talk. Maybe I need to change the words that I'm saying to them. You know, am I saying things like, based on what you just shared with me about how your back's been hurting for years and years, or maybe you say, based on what you just shared with me about how you're really concerned about having enough money for retirement and enough money to be able to send your kids to college, I recommend that you join with me and our team and that we help you get started to build this income coming in. There's ways of things that we can simply say that help people move forward to take the action that they want to take to get the results they want to get. But so using the numbers is, you know, there's really magic in the numbers, because over time being consistent in the numbers of contacts, the number of follow-ups, and the number of presentations will lead to the results that we want. But if we just focus on those results, the customers and the consultants, especially in the short term, then it's pretty stressful. But if we reward ourselves for being consistent in the contacts, in the follow-ups, in the presentations, getting information to people, following up with people to show that we really care about them and their needs, the results are going to come. And working together like this as a team and this mentoring program where we can really sit down and review each of the steps and the results that you're getting and how to improve at each step, it's just really going to help all of you to accelerate faster. But not to we just don't want you guys getting stressed out, because when people get stressed out, you look at the results like people on a diet. You know, sometimes if you're just getting on the scale every day, you say, oh man, this isn't working, I'm not losing weight, I can't do this, I'm not going to do this. But if you are eating, you know, a good diet, the proper foods, and if you're exercising every day, you know the results have to happen. I mean, it's just the way it works. So, again, if we're making our contacts, we're following up, we're inviting people for the presentations, we're doing the presentations, we're doing the follow-ups, those other, the enrollments and the QEs will happen. So let's open it up so people can share.
I'll open it, or please raise
your
hand.
Hand, right, because there's a lot of people on the call this morning.
5-star is the easiest way, and leave a little bit of a pause between the 5 and the star. I think we had some problem last week. People didn't. If you'd like to comment or have a question, 5-star, please. This is a team game, right?
Well, I want to say one more thing while people are raising their hands. And what we just talked about, it's habits. You know, our habits, our daily habits, our daily weekly habits, both our self-talk habits and the little habits that we make of making sure that we contact the people and making sure that we follow up. it's these habits that will lead to the results that we want. No hands? Oh, there's one. Woohoo! Gloria. Well, this is okay. Now you're open. Your line's open, Gloria.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I just had a little aha moment. I have been really good about sending in my numbers to Patricia, my swim buddy, and then making now a new routine of hash marks in my day timer as I follow up with people, because it might be a quick email, a quick phone call, or a quick text. Just did a text this morning to invite a woman to my in-home on the 14th, and so she texted back that it's on her calendar. So sometimes these follow-ups I even lose track of, and I do want to keep track of them, so I'm doing the hash marks. But what I just realized is that I'm not putting it all down on one sheet so that at a glance, because I'm tallying them. I send them to you and Jack on Sundays, but I'm not keeping it all on one chart, one graph, and I am visual, so that I can see where there is the gaps, where maybe I'm not turning, like you were just saying, Karen, converting it into an appointment or converting it into a sale. Interesting. So that's going to be a new habit that I will, because I've got a notebook going for my mentoring and rev calls and that kind of thing, but I'm going to keep one chart now. I don't know if it'll be the 90-day planner or if I'll have to make a new one with the categories, but thank you for bringing that visual to my mind.
Super, and I want to say, Julie, Matt, you know, you sent me your numbers for every week, plus you sent like all of the weeks. Like 5 weeks. So I mean, so you can see how many people that you're new people you're contacting per week, how many your follow-ups you're doing per week, how many appointments you're doing per week. So Julie, yes, Jack's going to open your line.
Well, I'm going to open Nancy first,
okay,
because she is next.
Okay.
Nancy, Clyde, it worked this week.
Okay, it opened.
You're open. Nancy.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, yes,
yeah, I still haven't figured out the graph thing. Gloria, thank you for saying that. And really, when we see each other, I really want to know and see how people are keeping track of things. And I know Jack and Karen, you guys have sent us those different charts and all, but quite frankly, I don't know where they are in my emails or if I copied them off. That's a terrible confession. All right, the second thing is Candace. It sounds to me as though she is confused with the first set of rules that Ben Woodward set out and the redone ones. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking it sounded as though she's confused that she has to have 3 QEs, find them each month, and da-da-da-da-da, instead of, no, we're just sharing. And as the cream rises in August, September, we have the 3 QEs with 2 who have gone silver. That was just an observation I was making.
Yeah, yes, thank you for that, Nancy.
Or 2 other silvers. I mean, they could be independent of the QE.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, yeah, let me say that because I clarified this directly with Ben Woodward. You know, it says 3 QEs and 2 front-level silvers. So I asked him, you know, can QEs turn into front level? I mean, what if one of your QEs goes silver? You know, they come on board, they start as a QE, they stay a QE, they become a silver. So they count for both one of your QEs and they count for one of your silvers.
But also
you might have somebody that comes on board and they don't quality enroll their first month. Maybe they just get a few products, and then the next month maybe they get a few more products. And then all of a sudden they get it, and they decide they want to go silver. So at the end of September, if they're silver by the end of September, they count for one of your 2 front-level silvers, but they do not count as one of your 3 QEs.
Hey, you know, that is really good because for those people who do not get on autoship, like Ruth was saying, and they go, no, I don't want that, there is a way for them to succeed and – And, of course, you know, we know silver is succeeding. But it's not that they have to be a QE for all of this. It's kind of two angles, in other words.
Exactly. So a person might come on board and they don't get it for 2 or 3 months. All of a sudden they decide they want to become a silver and you help them go silver. So they do count as one of your two front level silvers, but they don't count as one of your three QEs.
And you're qualified.
Right.
Team Gazin. Yay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, that's,
uh-huh.
That's a really, really important thing for you guys. Thank you for helping us clarify that.
Okay, Julie Matt, you're open.
Good morning. Sorry, I was
doing
a sports water bottle swap with my mom. So I'm giving her my well worked in one. Good morning, everybody. I'm in California today, so I'm on the other coast. I agree with Gloria. And Gloria, when you were sitting at my kitchen table, that's what I was doing. I was making up. The first day of the week was my overall list, and every time I have an appointment or a contact or a follow up, that's where I'm putting it at the beginning of the week so I can see them adding up. And then I did that, and then I was sending my numbers into Jack and Karen. And then I noticed, I didn't really remember what I'd done the week before. So I started tiling them all up, so I just had a running sheet of all of them so I could see my progress and see if I was being consistent or see what I was doing. So that's why I started doing that, Karen. But I had a little exciting moment yesterday on, both of my airplane rides to get out to California. But the first one was most exciting because I had yet to really officially work up the courage to speak with my seatmates as Gloria had done with me initially last August. And I reached out to, I had two ladies on either side of me, and I reached out to the first lady beside me, and she actually reached into her shirt and pulled out a black power band necklace. I thought, oh, my goodness, she knows about us. This is wonderful. And then her nephew is apparently a distributor, and she has an entire wellness home. So I turned her into my A to the lady on the other side of me. So I have her information and her contact information, and the original, the woman with the power with the wellness home, did it just a ton of testimonials, like one after the other. I could barely stop her, and the other lady got really excited. So that was really cool. That was very handy. Who knew? And then my second flight as well was a lady who's a membership. She recruits for membership at an exclusive golf club, and we were talking about how the process is essentially the same to identify people who are interested in the company, and it's essentially direct sales except she's selling memberships. And we're talking about how her golf pros and her tennis pros could probably make use of this information. She was on her way to her 100 club winning events, so she's made her sales numbers consistently. So I have all of her information, and we're going to speak later in the week, and she's in Jacksonville, so I'm hoping I'm going to be able to convince her, which is only 2 hours away from Orlando, to maybe come down and meet us. So
wow, that would be so
exciting. Wow, Julie, see, you just have to fly around the country all the time.
Apparently. So does Gloria.
And so does Gloria. We got to just get on the planes and fly around all the time.
That's it. Well, I came close to it. It's a very long flight from Philadelphia to California, and I wanted to take over the overhead for a little bit, but I didn't think they'd appreciate that. I thought if I could, speak to 200 people at once, there are bound to be some people would be interested. But I didn't do it. I didn't get that brave.
Well, you can
You're amazing.
And it's a vibrational universe, right? You had an intention to get into conversation with somebody, and there you had the makings of an ABC. So what an amazing
thing. Yeah, it was great. It was so neat when she pulled her power band out. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you guys, it's tomorrow's March 1st. Oh, and it's Jack's birthday. That's a great way to start March. Happy birthday, Jack. And so just make sure, for a wrap-up for today, just make sure that everybody on your team understands about, how to be a QE if that's important to them. And that's also, being a QE is being a rising star. So people that maybe don't want to build a business fast, but they want to be leading by example and they want to get the benefits of being a rising star, that's the same, same requirements for being a rising star. So just make sure, everybody on your team knows that. And also just start, realize that there's magic in these numbers. Reward yourself for doing
having the habit of contacting people and following up and scheduling appointments and doing appointments because, you know, Ruth Williams always talks about set a goal you can control. You can control how many people you get information out to. You can't really control how many people sign up, except as a result, you know, percentage always will come on board. But what we can control is the number of people we contact and get into conversation with and find their needs and wants and get information into their hands and follow up, show we care by following up and getting them the information that they need so that they can make, you know, a decision that's right for them to get the things, the solutions that they want in their life. So let's just focus on that this week, doing our numbers and patting ourselves on the back every time we do. Because, you know, it'll feel good. We'll have that positive energy going, and the results will take care of themselves.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. You guys are
awesome. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday.
We love you.
Happy birthday tomorrow, Jack.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Love you. We'll celebrate in Orlando.
See you in Orlando.
We love you guys.
We're looking forward to it. Yay, team.
Call us. Today's the last day of the month. Wrap it up.
I love you guys. Blessings.